Welcome back to Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is Looking Up, and later on we're going to talk about up-and-coming local blues rock band, Moonbums. Today's topic, Looking Up, is about pressing forward and keeping your head focused and encouraging yourself to keep going. I want to start with a quote by Theodore Roosevelt, and that's, keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground. When life gets you down, everybody, you can't give up. I know it's hard. It's hard to keep going when you feel defeated and feel like you're not living up to the potential that you see everyone else living up to but yourself. But the fact is, we all struggle. We all have to keep pressing forward. We all have to realize in ourselves that I have to keep looking up and realize things are going to get better. I have to keep my eyes on the prize and realize even though I shoot for the moon, if I miss, I'm still up with the stars. And that's the mentality that we have to have if we want to make it and have our dreams become a reality. Or even if it's just living day by day and just making it through and being all right, you have to look up and keep focused. You have to be positive and realize, you know, I got to take it day by day. If I have a bad day, it's just one day. And one day does not define how your life is. But accumulation of how you live your life day by day is how your life actually is. So if you got a bad day, don't sweat it. Move on. Because tomorrow is another day. It's another opportunity to become a better you. It's another opportunity to realize that you can be what you want to be if you keep your eyes looking up and not down. See, the problem is when you keep your eyes looking down, you can't see what's in front of you because you have to look up to see the direction you're going. And that's what you have to do. You got to stay positive. You have to remain focused and realize, you know, if I realize that if I press forward and know it's going to get better, then my results going to turn out differently than if I remain defeated and keep looking down. But that's what I want to encourage you all today with, is just look up. It's not hard. But you have to make the decision yourself, like everything else in life. And you have to realize, one bad day does not make a bad life. Y'all keep your heads up. It's going to get better. I promise. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to go to a commercial. And when we come back, we're going to talk about local up-and-coming blues rock band, Moonbums. See y'all shortly. What you just heard was a live performance of Moonbums at MadLife Studios, and that was their original song, Back Where I Belong. Welcome back, everybody. If you're still tuning in, thank you. It's always a pleasure having you. Today's band we're going to talk about is up-and-coming local blues band, the Moonbums. Moonbums is actually one of the first bands that my band Fenwick played with a long time ago. In fact, I remember the first time I saw Moonbums, and it was at the playground back in 2017 of August. And I'll never forget when I first saw Moonbums. I was blown away by how different they are compared to a lot of the other bands in town because they play 60s, 70s blues rock. And it reminds me a lot of Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eric Clapton, you know, that sort of genre of music. And It was great hearing that. It was like taking me back to the golden days of music. And when I heard it coming from them, you know, I especially remembered Jordan Lee's vocals. Very soothing. Very happy, vocally playing type of musician. And I remember Noah Lloyd on guitar, him shredding away, kind of reminds me a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan, the way he plays, which I know that's one of his biggest influences, so it definitely shows. But Moonbum started back when Jordan Lee, who plays bass and vocals, and Noah Lloyd, who plays lead guitar, had a love and passion for the blues. It's all about the blues for these guys. From Robert Johnson to T-Bone Walker, there will always be a struggle in this world. And until there's no more struggles, there will always be blues. Which is very true. In happiness, sadness, joy, pain, there's blues. Josh Grawalty is a good friend of theirs, and he does percussion. A longtime friend who they asked to join. All that was needed was a solid drummer. Moonbums has undergone many drummers since their start in 2016, but they found their official fourth Moonbum, who is Ryan Riddle, in the spring of 2017. He's been with them ever since, and they've been playing places such as Charleston, Chapel Hill, Columbia, and many more places around the Southeast since Ryan joined them. They take a lot of influence from the psychedelia blues revival that happened in the 60s. Led by Jimi Hendrix and Grateful Dead, they went on to inspire more of our influences such as Led Zeppelin and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Moonbums definitely has a blues rock feel to them, and if you get the chance to see them, you need to. You can find their music on YouTube, Reverb Nation, and Instagram. And from what Noah has told me, they have an album release coming in the spring of this year. So definitely look out for that. It's definitely going to be some really cool, exciting stuff. Their next show is actually this Sunday at Southbound on the 10th. Definitely go see them if you're in town. Because for one, Southbound's a really cool place. And they definitely will fit in with their blues rock style for sure. But go check them out on their social media platforms. You can find out what shows they're playing on Facebook or Reverb Nation or even Instagram. But go check them out on YouTube. They have some clips up from their shows. But yeah, if you get a chance to see Moonbums, definitely go see them. I always enjoy playing with the Moonbums and seeing the guys. Definitely enjoy them, and it's a good friendship that I cherish. So definitely go support them. And remember, look up, guys. One bad day does not mean you have a bad life. Keep your head up. It's going to get better. I promise. That's all I have for you all. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. You guys take care.